And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 1st of August, 2015. It's the birthday of the man who said, "It is better to fail in originality than to succeed in imitation," Herman Melville, New York City, 1819. His father died when Melville was 12, family left penniless. He tried working first in a bank, then as a teacher. When he was 26, he went to sea, and he ended up on a ship in the South Pacific, which he deserted. He went to live for several months with the Taipei natives and wrote a book about it called Taipei's A Peep into Polynesian Life. Came out in 1846. It was very successful. Melville married. He settled down in the Berkshires of Western Massachusetts, became a friend to Nathaniel Hawthorne, and set to work writing his great allegorical novels. Moby Dick came out in 1851, followed by Pierre and The Confidence Man. None of them were critical successes. And so Melville accepted a job as a customs inspector in New York, lived, worked quietly for the next 20 years. He was an honest customs inspector in a field at a time when there was a great deal of bribery around him. Died of a heart attack, the age of 72. His obituary in the New York Times was just 4 lines in length. It wasn't until the 20s when British critics discovered him that Melville was rediscovered and his works were put back in print. It's the birthday of the man who wrote the national anthem, Francis Scott Key, born in Carroll County, Maryland, 1779. Wrote that poem, which was entitled Defense of Fort McHenry. Also wrote a book on religion and literature, and he had a good career as a lawyer as well. It's the birthday of the poet who said, "Conscience is no more than the dead speaking to us." Jim Carroll, born in New York City, 1949, grew up on the Lower East Side, basketball player, talented student, author of the Basketball Diaries, which were published first in the Paris Review. His books of poems included Living at the Movies, which won a Pulitzer Prize, and he started a band, the Jim Carroll Band, in the 80s, which came out with 3 albums, including Catholic Boy. Here's a poem for today by Lisa Aaron Robertson entitled After the Funeral. To acknowledge that we were doing well, my mother and I made plans, specific times and restaurants, films, and the friends of my parents who also worried about her, and we were never late, never kept each other waiting, and if I stayed, she made up the guest room, as she had never bothered when he was living, like a confirmed agenda could mitigate an absence. And she, who never stopped being beautiful for him, bought thick sweaters after he died, fisherman's wife sweaters, knotted boiled wool for waiting in northern winds outside the recoil of waves. So why, just weeks before her death, did we go to the shipwreck cemetery on the Point Reyes Peninsula, where the last dead man was buried in 1927 and had nothing to do with us or my father? Why did we take the dog and pictures of ourselves on fallen alder trees, laughing against the wind that blew a path from us to the sea? After the Funeral, a poem by Lisa Aaron Robertson from her collection The Orbit of Known Objects, published by 16 Rivers Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.